Study Article 43. This article will be studied during the week of December 18th through 24th. He will make you strong. How? Theme text: Jehovah will make you firm. He will make you strong. He will firmly ground you. 1 Peter 5:10. Song 38. He will make you strong. Preview. This article will help those who may feel overwhelmed by a trial or by an assignment that they feel is beyond their ability. We will learn how Jehovah can strengthen us and what we can do to receive His help.
Paragraph 1, Question. How were God's worshipers empowered in ancient times?
God's word often describes faithful men as powerful. But even the strongest among them did not always feel strong. For example, on some occasions, King David felt that he was as strong as a mountain. But on other occasions, he became terrified. Psalm 30, verse 7. Although Samson was exceptionally powerful when he was moved by God's Spirit, he recognized that without the power that comes from God, he would grow weak and become like all other men. Judges 16:17. These faithful men were strong only because Jehovah gave them power.
Paragraph 2, Question. Why did the Apostle Paul say that he was both weak and powerful?
The Apostle Paul acknowledged that he too needed power from Jehovah.
2 Corinthians 12:9-10 reads,
"But he said to me, 'My undeserved kindness is sufficient for you, for my power is being made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, then, I will boast about my weaknesses, in order that the power of the Christ may remain over me like a tent. So I take pleasure in weaknesses, in insults, in times of need, in persecutions and difficulties for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am powerful.'"
Like many of us, Paul contended with health problems. At times, he also struggled to do the right thing. And sometimes he felt anxious and uncertain. Yet, when Paul was weak, he became powerful. How? Jehovah gave Paul the power he lacked. He made Paul strong.
Paragraph 3, Question. What questions will we answer in this article?
Jehovah promises to make us strong, too. But we cannot expect to receive that power without making any effort on our part. To illustrate, an engine can power a car to move forward. However, a driver must press the accelerator in order to go anywhere. Similarly, Jehovah is ready to give us the power we need, but we must take steps to benefit from it. What has Jehovah provided to make us strong? And what do we need to do in order to receive that power? We will learn the answers to those questions by considering how Jehovah strengthened three Bible characters: the prophet Jonah, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the apostle Paul. We will also see how Jehovah continues to strengthen His servants today in similar ways. Gain strength from prayer and study.
Paragraph 4, Question. How can we receive power from Jehovah?
One way that we can receive power from Jehovah is by approaching Him in prayer. In response to our prayers, Jehovah can give us the power beyond what is normal. 2 Corinthians 4:7. We can also be strengthened when we read His Word and reflect on it. Jehovah's message to us in the Bible exerts power. When you pray to Jehovah and read His Word, you will receive the strength you need in order to endure, to maintain your joy, or to accomplish a difficult assignment. Note how Jehovah strengthened the prophet Jonah.
Paragraph 5, Question. Why did the prophet Jonah need strength?
The prophet Jonah needed strength. He had run away from a challenging assignment that Jehovah had given him. As a result, he almost lost his life in a violent storm, and he put the lives of his shipmates in jeopardy. When he was thrown overboard, he found himself in a place he had never been before, the dark belly of a great fish. How do you think Jonah felt? Did he expect to die there? Might he have wondered whether Jehovah had rejected him? Jonah must have felt very anxious.
Paragraph 6, question. Based on Jonah 2, 1, 2, and 7, what strengthened Jonah while he was in the belly of the fish?
What did Jonah do to receive strength in that lonely, isolated place? For one, he prayed.
Jonah 2, 1 and 2 reads,
Then Jonah prayed to Jehovah his God from the belly of the fish, and he said, Out of my distress I called out to Jehovah, and he answered me. Out of the depths of the grave I cried for help. You heard my voice.
Verse 7 reads,
When my life was ebbing away, Jehovah was the one whom I remembered. Then my prayer came into you, into your holy temple.
Although he had disobeyed Jehovah, Jonah was confident that Jehovah would listen to his humble and repentant prayer. Jonah also reflected on the scriptures. Why can we say that? His prayer, recorded in Jonah chapter 2, uses many of the same words and phrases that are found in the Psalms. For example, compare Jonah 2, 2 and 5 with Psalms 69, 1 and 86, 7. It is clear that Jonah knew those passages well. And by reflecting on them during his ordeal, he felt reassured that Jehovah would help him. Later, Jonah was returned to dry land, and he was ready to accept and fulfill his next assignment.
Paragraphs 7 and 8, question. How has one brother in Taiwan received power during his trials?
Jonah's example can help us when we are going through various trials. For example, Zheming, a brother in Taiwan, suffers from serious health problems. In addition, he has to endure violent family opposition because of his faith in Jehovah. He gets strength from Jehovah through prayer and study. Sometimes, when problems arise, he admits, I feel so anxious that I can't calm down enough to do my personal study. But he does not give up. First, I pray to Jehovah, he says. Next, I put on my earphones and listen to our kingdom songs. At times, I even sing them in a low voice until I calm down. Then I begin studying. Personal study has strengthened Zheming in unexpected ways. For example, while he was recovering from a major operation, a nurse told him that because of his low red blood cell count, he would need a blood transfusion. The night before his operation, Zheming read about a sister who had the same operation. Her red blood cell count had dropped even lower than his. Yet she did not accept a blood transfusion and was able to recover. That experience strengthened Zheming to remain faithful.
Paragraph 9, question. If a trial has weakened you, what can you do?
During a trial, do you ever feel too anxious to express yourself clearly in prayer? Or do you feel too weak to study? Remember that Jehovah understands your situation perfectly. So even when you offer a simple prayer, you can be sure that He will give you exactly what you need. If your physical or emotional pain makes it difficult for you to read and study, you might try listening to audio recordings of the Bible or of Bible-based publications. You may also find it helpful to listen to one of our songs or to watch a video on JW.org. By praying to Jehovah and by looking for the answer in the spiritual provisions that He makes available, you invite Him to make you strong.
In the picture collage for paragraphs 6 to 9, we see Jonah praying intensely from the belly of a fish. In the next scene, we see a brother praying intensely in his bedroom. Next to him are a Bible and a smartphone with earbuds. The picture caption reads, Like the prophet Jonah, how can we gain strength when facing a trial?
Acquire strength from fellow worshipers.
Paragraph 10, question. How do our Christian brothers and sisters strengthen us?
Jehovah can use our Christian brothers and sisters to strengthen us. They can be a source of great comfort when we face a trial or struggle to fulfill a difficult assignment. Colossians 4, 10 and 11. We especially need friends during times of distress. Proverbs 17, 17. When we feel weak, our fellow worshipers can help us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Consider how Mary, the mother of Jesus, received strength from others.
Paragraph 11, question. Why did Mary need strength?
Mary needed strength. Think how overwhelmed she must have felt after receiving a weighty assignment from the angel Gabriel. She was not married, yet she was to become pregnant. She had no experience raising children of her own, but she was to care for the boy who would become the Messiah. And since she had never had sexual relations, how would Mary explain all of this to her fiancé, Joseph?
Paragraph 12, question. According to Luke 1, 39-45, how did Mary receive the strength she needed?
How did Mary receive the strength she needed to fulfill this unusual and weighty assignment? She sought help from others. For example, she asked Gabriel to provide further information concerning the assignment. Shortly thereafter, she traveled all the way to the mountainous country of Judah to visit her relative Elizabeth. That visit paid off. Elizabeth commended Mary and was inspired by Jehovah to share an encouraging prophecy about Mary's unborn son.
Luke 1, 39-45 reads,
So Mary set out in those days and traveled with haste into the mountainous country, to a city of Judah. And she entered the home of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Well, as Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the infant in her womb leaped. And Elizabeth was filled with Holy Spirit and loudly cried out,
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruitage of your womb. So how is it that this privilege is mine, to have the mother of my Lord come to me? For look, as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Happy too is she who believed. For there will be a complete fulfillment of those things spoken to her from Jehovah.
Mary said that Jehovah had acted mightily with his arm. Luke 1, 46-51. Through Gabriel and Elizabeth, Jehovah strengthened Mary.
Paragraph 13, question. How was a sister in Bolivia rewarded for reaching out to fellow worshipers?
Like Mary, you too can gain strength from fellow worshipers. Dasaree, a sister in Bolivia, needed such strength. When her father was diagnosed with a terminal illness and hospitalized, Dasaree willingly took on the responsibility of caring for him. That was not always easy. She admits, Many times I felt as if I could not continue. Did she ask for help? Not at first. I did not want to bother the brothers, she explains. I reasoned, it is Jehovah who will give me the help I need. But then I realized that by isolating myself from others, I was trying to tackle my problems alone. Dasaree decided to write to a few of her friends and explain her situation. Words cannot describe how much I was strengthened by my dear fellow Christians, she says. They brought food to the hospital and shared comforting Bible verses with me. What a wonderful feeling it is to know that we are not alone. We belong to Jehovah's large family, a family that is willing to give you a hand, cry with you, and fight together with you.
Paragraph 14, question. Why should we accept help from the elders?
One way that Jehovah supplies power to us is through the elders. They are gifts that He uses to strengthen and refresh us. So when you feel anxious, share your concerns with the elders. When they offer you help, accept it gratefully. By means of them, Jehovah can make you strong. Derive strength from your hope for the future.
Paragraph 15, question. What hope do all Christians treasure?
Our Bible-based hope can fill us with power. As Christians, we have the priceless prospect of living forever, either in a restored earthly paradise or in the heavenly kingdom. Our hope strengthens us to endure trials, preach the good news, and carry out various assignments in the congregation. That same hope strengthened the Apostle Paul.
Paragraph 16, question. Why did the Apostle Paul need strength?
Paul needed strength. In his letter to the Corinthians, he compared himself to a fragile earthen vessel. He was hard-pressed, perplexed, persecuted, and knocked down. His life was even in danger. 2 Corinthians 4, 8-10. Paul wrote those words during his third missionary tour. He may not have known it at the time, but his troubles were not over. He would face mob violence, arrest, shipwreck, and imprisonment.
Paragraph 17, question. In line with 2 Corinthians 4, 16-18, what strengthened Paul to endure trials?
Paul gained the strength to endure by focusing on his hope.
2 Corinthians 4, 16-18 reads,
Therefore, we do not give up. But even if the man we are outside is wasting away, certainly the man we are inside is being renewed from day to day. For though the tribulation is momentary and light, it works out for us a glory that is of more and more surpassing greatness and is everlasting, while we keep our eyes not on the things seen, but on the things unseen. For the things seen are temporary, but the things unseen are everlasting.
He told the Corinthians that even if his physical body was wasting away, he would not let that discourage him. Paul focused on his future. His hope of eternal life in heaven was of more and more surpassing greatness, worth any tribulation he had experienced. Paul meditated on that hope, and as a result, he felt renewed from day to day.
Paragraph 18, question. How has hope strengthened Tihomir and his family?
Tihomir, a brother in Bulgaria, finds strength in his hope. A few years ago, his younger brother Stravko died in an accident. For some time thereafter, Tihomir struggled with intense grief. To cope, he and his family have imagined what the resurrection will be like. He explains, For instance, we discuss where we will meet Stravko, what food we will make for him, who will be invited to the first party when he returns, and what we will tell him about the last days. Tihomir says that focusing on their hope strengthens his family to keep enduring and to keep waiting for Jehovah's time to resurrect his brother.
Paragraph 19, question. What can you do to strengthen your hope?
How can you strengthen your hope? If, for example, you have the hope to live forever on earth, read about the Bible's description of the paradise and meditate on it. Reflect on what life will be like in the new world. Imagine yourself there. Whom do you see? What sounds do you hear? How do you feel? To spark your imagination, look at artwork in our publications that depicts paradise, or watch a music video such as The New World to Come, Just Around the Corner, or Imagine the Time. If we keep the hope of the new world firmly in mind, our problems will be momentary and light. 2 Corinthians 4:17. Through the hope Jehovah has given you, He will make you strong.
The picture for paragraph 19 shows a deaf sister watching the music video, The New World to Come, in sign language, and meditating on what life will be like in the new world. She visualizes herself playing the cello alongside other musicians. The picture description reads, "A sister who is deaf reflects on the Bible's promises and plays a music video to spark her imagination about what her life will be like in the new world." The picture caption reads, "How do you imagine your life in the new world?" Paragraph 20, question, "Even when we feel weak, how can we gain power?"
Even when we feel weak, by God we will gain power. Psalm 108:13. Jehovah has already provided what you need to receive strength from Him. So when you need help to fulfill an assignment, to endure a trial, or to maintain your joy, approach Jehovah in earnest prayer and seek His guidance through personal study. Accept encouragement from your Christian brothers and sisters. Keep your hope clear and bright. Then you will be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might, so that you may endure fully with patience and joy. Colossians 1:11. How can you gain strength? From prayer and study. From fellow worshipers. From your hope for the future. Song 33, Throw Your Burden on Jehovah. End of article.